Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to First Congregational Church here in Westfield, and we welcome our friends from Southwick Congregational Church as well. No matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, you are welcome here. We're very pleased to have so many folks with us today. It's awesome. We have a slew of announcements. I am starting with our moderator, Daniel Payne.
This is not a moderator announcement. First of all, some of our youth are wearing tie-dyes this morning. That's what we did as a youth activity last Saturday. So tell them it looks cool. I'm a little biased. Next Saturday afternoon at 4 o'clock is our next youth event, a cookout at the Jesus. If you know Mr. Jim, there'll be lots of s'mores. We'll have burgers and dogs and food. Bring a story. I don't really like scary stories, but we're going to sit around a fire pit, and if you've got a scary story, I'll listen. Just let me be scared. Anyone raising under 18 is welcome. Thank you.
We would like to thank the Membership Fellowship Committee, in a particular way, Greg Hamill, who got drafted. Greg has been in the building because the Whiners let him in at 6:30 this morning.
No,
7:30. They negotiated. I was on a text thread that said 6:30. I'm like, Jesus isn't even up then. I'm not going. Not happening. But thank you very much for doing that. One of the things that Greg mentioned is how clean the kitchen is. So, thank you to Bob Brownlee, Rory, Mamie, Cindy, and people in that kitchen. How wonderful. Today, on a more serious note, we need to offer prayers for the Southwick Community Episcopal Church. This afternoon at 2 o'clock, they will be deconsecrating their building. So, they're closing their building, but they are not closing. They are moving to Southwick Congregational Church. So, yeah, I've been involved in this piece of it since June, Bob Franzen and I. So it's been a very interesting summer. We're very happy that they can come into Southwick. So if you don't see a lot of me here in Westfield this week, I'll be out in Southwick. So helping to help coordinate that. So, but again, please, let's keep Southwick Community Episcopal in our prayers. It's tough. Imagine if either one of our churches had to do that. It would be very tough for us to go through. Please, check your bulletin or your worship guide for activities or things that are happening this week. I know here in Westfield, the church school committee is meeting Tuesday. The deacons are supposed to meet on Wednesday. On Saturday at 9:30, from 9:30 to 10:30, out in Southwick, we'll have the blessing of the animals, and then the pastor gets on his horse, comes over to Westfield, and we'll bless animals here. It's done usually around October 4th, which is the feast of Francis of Assisi. So he is the patron saint of animals. So whether your tradition believes in that or not, if you'd like to have your pet blessed, I'll even bless a snake, but I won't hold it. Okay? So you will stand far away. I will do the blessing from far away. So, all right, we can do that. We'd like to thank those people who volunteered to help with the soup kitchen, our community table last week. Thank you for doing that. Also, this is for our younger people, grades 8 and up. If you are interested in confirmation this year, please see me before you leave the building today. Just see me. That's all I need you to do. Number two, second grade. We will welcome new members at both First Church Westfield and Southwick Congregational on Sunday, November 20th. Am I getting the right? Somebody want to check their calendar, they can tell me. But I believe that's the Sunday. It's the third Sunday. It's before Thanksgiving. So we're the 17th. All right. The 17th is when we're welcoming new members. All right. Those are all the announcements that I have at this point. I managed to get through. If you have concerns or if you have a question about something, please don't hesitate to ask me afterwards. A reminder that everyone, at the conclusion of our service today, everyone is invited to Fellowship Hall. It looks a little different. The tables are set differently. The food will be served. You can go buffet style. And there's eggs. There's eggs without milk. There's some sort of protein in the form of meat, I believe. Sausage, okay, and pancakes. Everyone is welcome to come and join us, so please do that. I know that one or two people, is George here? Did he make it, Kirsten?
No.
George was coming just for pancakes. He's 96 from Southland. He was coming for pancakes this morning. But anyhow, let's take a deep breath in. Exhale. And let us worship God.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Please join me in the call to worship, found in the worship guide. Blessed be the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth.
Praise be God, the giver of many gifts.
Our help is in God's name, the one who calls us here.
We come with songs of praise, with prayers to be for words.
Blessed be the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth.
Blessed be the Lord.
Please join me in the opening hymn, number 515. We come to our eternal God.
Thank you.
and the prayer of unification is found in your worship guide. Christ Jesus, we come to your presence from many different places. We come with songs of joy and shouts of gratitude. We come carrying heavy burdens and sighs of suffering. As you welcome us into your house, lift our burdens and receive our praise. Salt us with your grace and flavor us with your mercy. Bind us together that we may be at peace with one another and be strengthened to go forth in service to the world. In your holy name, we pray as you taught your disciples to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
You may be seated. How many people here, young, old, in between, and you get to choose whether you're young, old, or in between. I am not assigning. How many of you are perfect? Oh, good. All right. How many people here make mistakes sometimes? Yeah, me too. There we go. How many? Oh, here's a different one, though. How many people play sports? Okay, we got a few, all right. And are you perfect every time you play your sport? No. If you let a ball go between your legs? Yes. Did you overthrow the bat, overthrow the base ever? Sometimes I haven't been quite made the base, but it still happens. Musicians, perfect?
All the time.
All the time. Any bad notes up there, Alan, from the choir? Probably never. He's not getting in trouble. He won't even turn around. Smart. He's smart. How many of us out here, though, play, or in the choir, how many play a musical instrument? I play bad piano. I won't even play for you. That's how bad I play. But how many make mistakes when they're practicing? It happens. Okay? We learn from our mistakes, right? We learn from those, and it's okay to make a mistake. It's also okay when we apologize for the mistake, especially if we've done something that hurts somebody else. Then it becomes crucial that we apologize if we're doing that. But here's the good news. God always loves us. God always forgives us if we ask. So keep that in mind today. And keep it in mind when you're in school, especially in math class, as you're making mistakes, because you're usually going to learn, maybe you forgot to regroup something, or you didn't, I don't know, what do we call them in multiplication? We used to call it carry. I don't know if they do that anymore. I think it was still regrouping in multiplication, too. So, I didn't get that far in third grade last week, so I can't go there. All right, so we have to remember that God loves us, God forgives us, mistakes are okay. If we hurt somebody else or we hurt our relationship with God, we ask for forgiveness. Everybody with me? Okay. Amen. Let's pray, and then we're going to send our young people off to church school. Good and gracious God, we give you thanks for bringing us all together from Southfield, Westfield, and other places this day. Be with us and our teachers as we go forth into church school today. Amen. Our young people and their teachers can go off to church school. I like when they run because they're excited to go. I haven't decided if they're excited to get away from me. I don't know. Let us turn our attention to the Word of God.
The reading from the letter of James. Are any among you suffering? They should pray. Are any cheerful? They should sing songs of praise. Are any among you sick? They should call for the elders of the church and have them pray over them, anointing them with oil in the name of the Lord. A prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise them up, and everyone who has committed sins will be forgiven. Therefore, confess your sins in one another and pray for one another so that you may be healed. The prayer of righteousness is powerful and effective. Elijah is a human like us, and he prayed fervently that it might not rain, and for 3 years and 6 months it did not. Then he prayed again, and the heavens gave rain, and the earth yielded the harvest. My brothers and sisters, if anyone among you wander from the truth and is brought back by another, you should know that whoever brings back a sinner from wandering will save the sinner's soul from death and will cover a multitude of sins. Our God is still speaking.
Thanks be to God.
Please join me in the responsive reading, taken from Psalm 19. The law of the Lord is perfect, reviving the soul. Decrees of the Lord are sure, make wise the simple.
The precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandments of the Lord is clear, enlightening the eyes.
The fear of the Lord is pure, enduring forever. The ordinance of the Lord are true and righteous altogether.
More to be desired are they than gold, even much fine gold, sweeter also than honey, and dirty as the honeycomb.
Moreover, by them is your servant warned. In keeping them, there is great reward.
But who can detect one's own errors, clearing me from hidden faults?
Keep back your servant also from the insolent. Do not let them have dominion over me.
Our gospel reading this morning comes to us as a continuation of the gospel according to Mark. John said to him, "Teacher, we saw someone casting out demons in your name, and we tried to stop him because he was not following us." But Jesus said, "Do not stop him, for no one who does a deed of power in my name will be able soon afterward to speak evil of me. Whoever is not against us is for us. For truly I tell you, whoever gives you a cup of water to drink because you bear the name of Christ will by no means lose the reward. If any of you cause one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it would be better for you if a great millstone were hung around your neck and you were thrown into the sea. If your hand causes you to sin, cut it off. It is better for you to end your life maimed than to have two hands and to go to hell, to the unquenchable fire. And if your foot causes you to sin, cut it off. It is better for you to end your life lame than to have 2 feet and to be thrown into the fire. And if your eye causes you to sin, tear it out. It is better for you to enter the kingdom of God with one eye than to have 2 eyes and to be thrown into the fire, where their worm never dies and the fire is never quenched. For everyone will be salted with fire. Salt is good. But if salt has lost its saltiness, how can you season it? Have salt in yourselves and be at peace with one another. The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
How many of you watch television? Oh, God. That's a dumb question, I know. Sometimes people get upset when I ask dumb questions, but what it does, it tells us, hey, we all do. Some of us will only watch the news. You might choose your own news station. That's fine. Some of us will only watch sports. I watch a combination of sports and news, believe it or not. So, and I missed the end of the Georgia-Alabama game, so I thought, it's over.
Fool that I was. Anyway, but does anybody here, do you have a favorite TV show or TV shows or a genre of things that you like to watch? Take 10 seconds and think about that. That's where we're going. Now, if you are comfortable, please turn to the person next to you, or get up and move if we'd like to speak to someone else, and share what you have. Because there's some people on the edges, so we're going to have to get up and move. So I'll come to you. I'll turn my mic. You have 2 minutes. It should be loud in here. Did the conversation turn to pancakes yet, or what you all said? Take 15 seconds, we'll finish up. And this is the only time I wish I had leaping abilities. I could leap over the divider there. But is there anyone who would like to share? Anybody want to share with you? What do you have? Linda, I'm going to try to get back there. And I'm going to start with Ian and come back to Linda. So I want you to be, I want them to be able to hear. HGTV and Hallmark. It's a home and garden, mostly home. They're mostly trying to sell you things. And here's Linda.
Wheel of Fortune.
Oh, yeah.
I might know the answers.
She might know the answers in Wheel of Fortune. Anybody else? How about somebody up there? Oh, I'm coming, Mara, I'm coming. You're good at picking up those cues because I have to come back up here anyway, so. So smart.
We like to watch cop shows. We're watching one called SWAT right now.
All right, watching cop shows or police shows, SWAT.
Cool.
All right. So, one of my all-time favorite TV shows was Bewitched, all right? And to this day, if I'm flipping through and I happen to find it, or if I'm online in social media and there's a clip, I will still watch it. So everyone has at least heard of the TV show Bewitched. I don't know about the younger ones in the choir, but all right. So I'm old enough to have seen some of them on the first run, but I've seen almost all of them in syndication. And one of my favorite characters that I come back to was the neighbor. Remember her name? Gladys Kravitz. Gladys was known as the neighborhood busybody, as she knew everyone else's business, especially the Stevens who lived across the street. Poor Gladys couldn't get anyone to believe her about the goings-on at Stevens. With the tongue-in-cheek ruse to borrow a cup of sugar. One would think she'd have some of her own by now, wouldn't you? But she managed to barge her way in to see for herself, but could never prove anything, even when she was caught up in the madness. Her husband, whose name was... Good, very good. So good, Stuart. All right. See what happens when you come? You know the answer. Right. Sorry, I love the pick on Stuart. But Abner would have to come and get her and remind her that these things wouldn't happen if she only had worried about herself. I used to say that to students a lot.
worry about yourselves. Oftentimes, though, we can find ourselves in a similar predicament. We see things, either in our own neighborhood or even in our own families, and we have to go and tell someone. We get caught up because strange things are happening that cannot be explained, or someone's acting differently than we are. Other times, the people may be acting or doing things that we're also doing, but they're not doing it with us. Did you follow all that? All right, they're not doing it with us. Why would they ever want to do that without us? Or as a part of us? Well, in their own way, the disciples of Jesus were caught up in the activities of others around them. They couldn't figure out why someone could cure someone or cast out a demon in the name of Jesus of Nazareth, and they weren't traveling with them. Here's what you may not know. Other people traveled the area as well. They would also baptize people in the Jordan and preach that people had to repent and mend their ways, and offered to cure or cast demons out of folks. Oftentimes, when they were also followers of Jesus and wanted to take part in the ministry, but didn't travel with Jesus and the disciples. But John voiced the concern of the group that there was a renegade group. Ooh. So that led me to wonder, do we consider other Christian denominations to be renegade? How often have we been left to wonder, what's up with those Catholics? You've done it, come on. What goes on in that evangelical church anyway? What are those folks at the Baptist, Methodist, Episcopalian, Presbyterian church? What about those folks? Heck. Sometimes we're left to wonder about other congregational churches. People from Southwick, how much did you know about what goes on at First Congregational Church of Westfield? People from First Westfield, how much did you know about what goes on in Southwick? By now, we have been to each other's churches. We have been to church services as well as events. We have celebrated or commiserated about sharing a pastor. We have celebrated Southwick's 250th anniversary. We've gathered both churches together for pizza with the pastor, pasta with the pastor, picnic with the pastor. And luckily, they ran out of pancakes with the pastor. All right? And Southwick's next big adventure in the next week, as we welcome Southwick Community Episcopal Church to share our space while they discern their next move. We are blessed. We have our church homes. We know each other. And we know that we all worship the same God. Through Jesus of Nazareth crucified, in Christ risen from the dead. Those other churches do the same thing. Whether or not we believe it, or whether or not they believe that we do too. Together, we are believers. Together, we are salt for the earth. Our being here is important because we have salt. And because salt is worth something, Jesus tells us that we, too, are worthy. Others have salt, and they're worthy, too. Jesus tells us, have Have salt in yourself and be at peace with one another. Salt. Salt, in the phrase itself, is thought to be rooted in ancient Rome, where soldiers were sometimes paid with salt or given an allowance to purchase salt. Similarly, if a person uses the phrase worth its weight in salt to describe an object, they are expressing that they think the item is worth the price they paid and that it otherwise holds immense value to them. That's a quote. My siblings in Christ, let us not be concerned with others, as Jesus tells us that everyone who acts in his name will gain the reward. Perhaps the best advice comes from today's reading from the letter of James. James wrote to the people who were raised Jewish, but also wanted to follow the way, as in the teachings of Jesus. There were many people who wanted to do both. And James says, my brothers and sisters, if anyone among you wanders from the truth and is brought back by another, you should know that whoever brings back the sinner from wandering will save the sinner's soul from death and will cover a multitude of sins. Let us all, regardless of where we're from or even if we're visiting today, let us continue our good work with our members and with our communities. We can work together to bring people home. Let us continue to practice our faith until we get it right. Keep visiting the sick, feeding the hungry, clothing the naked, welcoming the stranger, and spreading the gospel message at 488 College Highway or 18 Broad Street. Be salt. Let us continue to work to share the word of God, to break bread, or even pancakes together. Pancakes have salt too. Amen. Let's take just a moment of silent reflection. As we come to prayer this morning, we are ever mindful of the prayer requests from both churches, from the prayer list itself for Congregational Church and the prayer list here at First Church Westfield. We're ever so mindful of the conflicts in the Middle East, and we pray for an end before disaster strikes. We pray for our own country as well, that people will use their minds and their hearts together. And as we pray this morning, there'll be a chance for you to offer your own prayers. We'll take a little bit of silence, and then I will say, God of love and power, and you will all hopefully respond, hear our prayer. And may God be with you.
And also with you.
Please.
Pray with me. Loving God, hear our prayers as we raise our thoughts and our voices to you. We pray for those who suffer and are sick. God of love and power, hear our prayer. We pray for those who struggle with temptation and sin. God of love and power, hear our prayer. We pray for those who lead and guide others on the journey of faith. God of love and power, we pray for those who serve and share in ministry around the world. God of love and power, we pray for the world and its leaders. God of love and power, we give thanks for those who are cheerful and bring joy to our lives. God of love and power, hear our prayer. We give thanks for those who are loving and kind. God of love and power,
hear our prayer.
We give thanks for this earth and its bounty. God of love and power,
hear our prayer.
We give thanks for Christ's grace in our lives and for the presence of God in our world. God of love and power,
hear our prayer.
Holy God, we beg you, hear our prayers, those spoken and unspoken, and those prayers known only in the silence of our hearts this day. Amen. Jesus Christ is on our side, offering us the love of God, a love that gives us all we have, a love that makes us all we are. Jesus is with us in every circumstance, suffering with us when we are in trouble, rejoicing with us when we are glad. The generosity of Christ calls us to live in gratitude and in generosity. In Jesus Christ, we are given new life. Let us celebrate this life by giving generously to the work of God's redeeming love. And with this, our morning offering will now be received.
Through the word of God, I therefore say to you, forsake your own.
bring hope and relief to those in need. Guide us to use these resources to promote justice, mercy, and compassion in our community. May we always act with gratitude and wisdom, recognizing your providence in all we do. Bless these gifts and those who give them, so that together we may reflect your love and grace in the world. In Christ, our Savior and Redeemer, we pray. Amen. Peace with God's amazing world. Amen.
Amen.